Welcome to a new mini podcast called From Home. My name is Michael Ruhlman. Guests on From Home will be giving us self-recorded updates on what they're cooking, what's in their pantry, and what they're looking forward to when life gets back to normal, as it will. For today's edition of my From Home series, we're visiting with Chef Mimi Momus. Mimi's a New Orleans native, but these days she calls Athens, Georgia, home. After years building a bustling catering business called Homemade, Mimi opened the doors on her own restaurant with that name. She takes inspiration from passed down family recipes to deliver Southern traditions in a contemporary and refreshing way, all while relying on the seasonal bounty of Southern harvest. Without further delay,
this is From Home with.
This is From Home with Mimi Momus.
Hello, my name is Mimi Momus, and I'm the owner and chef of Homemade in Athens, Georgia. We're an elevated Southern restaurant. We offer lunch and dinner, catering. We have a line of popular snacks available nationally. A lot of the business that we normally do has been completely shifted due to the pandemic, so our dining room is now a phone hub for curbside pickups. I'm recording myself from my house in the Boulevard District of Athens, Georgia.
Choose one easy-to-prepare dish that's become a go-to for you.
What have you been cooking during quarantine?
An easy-to-prepare dish that I've been making pretty frequently throughout this pandemic has been varied kinds of soups. I like soups because they can be one-pot meals, not a lot of dishes, and my daughter loves them. So I always have mirepoix on hand at home. That's onions, carrots, and celery. That's the basis for a lot of the soups that I make. She loves chicken noodle soup, so I always have those ingredients on hand. A rotisserie chicken from the grocery store is a great cheat and an easy way to turn the meal into a 30-minute production from start to finish. I start by sautéing the diced mirepoix in olive oil over medium heat. I like to include the celery leaves that are really abundant on the middle ribs of the bunch of celery for added flavor. I'll usually chop them up and saute those with the rest of the mirepoix. Once that's all cooked down a bit, the onions are translucent but not browned. I'll add the wings from the rotisserie chicken to boost the flavor. It just gives it a much richer flavor. I then add chicken stock and a bay leaf, and I bring that to a boil. I'll then add pasta. We like to keep things gluten-free at home whenever possible, so I usually have some brown rice pasta on hand at home. I set a timer for the pasta, and about 4 minutes before the pasta's done, I'll add a can of strained and washed beans. Cannellini beans are a favorite for us for the soup. And then some diced rotisserie chicken. We wait to add the chicken until the end because it's already cooked, and we don't want it to get like stringy or tough through the cooking process. And so just sort of adding it in towards the end keeps it nice and tender. With soups, you can do just about anything from that point on. My daughter likes it just like that. But sometimes I want to have a little more flavors that she's not so crazy about. So I'll often add curry powder or rice wine vinegar or some fish sauce, which she doesn't even like to sit next to me when I have fish sauce in mine. But I like that. It makes it a little more complex and just gives it some flavors that hit some special spots in my mouth.
Take a look in your cupboards.
What's in your pantry?
Freezer.
Refrigerator.
Walk us through what you see. What are you stocked up on?
So right now I'm trying not to go to the grocery store too often. I made it like the first month without going at all and just surviving on things that I could bring home from the restaurant. But my daughter has really particular favorite foods that I don't have at the restaurant. Specifically, I am not Trader Joe's. So I go to the store about once a week and I try and stock up on things that I can stock up on and then just kind of go for fresh meats and produce. Right now we have okra and cucumbers, mango and lettuce. We also have hot dogs and chicken nuggets because, you know, we can't win them all, right? I have a CSA box from a local farm called Woodland Gardens. My landlord babysits for the family that runs the farm, and she gets more than she can personally go through. So it's a great thing to come home to on Wednesday or Thursday afternoons. She'll leave a box out front of my house. And right now we have strawberries and kale, spinach, spring onions, some of their beautiful lettuces, baby beets and cucumbers. I always have a few different kinds of cheese because I love a cheese plate. It can be the perfect lunch or dinner. I just need some, you know, just about anything can go with that. Pickles or dried fruits or jams or so many fresh fruit. I love cheese plates. We have broccoli and corn, hot sauce. We have Trader Joe's green salsa. I'm going to be like an ad for Trader Joe's through this probably. But their green salsa, it's like it goes in, I can put it in soups and quesadillas. I even add it to pasta sauce sometimes just for a little extra flavor. Chicken stock, coconut milk, yeast, butter, milk, and eggs, the basics. For the first time in my life, I have tater tots in my freezer. I was trying to make my daughter feel, you know, sort of special so we could have like that trashy weekend dinner of hot dogs and tater tots. Frozen brown rice, because that just makes life so easy, and popsicles. In the cupboard, there's coffee. I ran out recently, and that did not make for a good morning. An assortment of beans, canned and dry. Some baking things like flour, sugar, powder, and soda. Three Porch Farm has this delicious Gamasio blend that's toasted sesame seeds with shiitake mushrooms and seaweed. It's just, I love sprinkling that on all kinds of things. Lots of nuts and assorted snacks for my daughter, salt and vinegar chips that she asks for nearly constantly. And the fixins for s'mores, because that's a dessert that she's always up for, but with white chocolate because somehow she can't stand chocolate.
Tell us about the dish you eat when you want to feel comfortable, safe, nostalgic, or taken care of. What's your ultimate
comfort food?
And why do you love it so much?
I guess comfort foods for me oftentimes come from a restaurant because it's the whole experience. It's the being taken care of experience and the no dishes experience. But during the pandemic, without access to restaurants and with some extra time on my hands, I'm finding myself baking more, which I think a lot of people are doing from all of the sourdough starter conversations that I've seen online. But here we've done banana bread, pizzas. I always love to put a salad on top of my pizza. And we've started doing some edible cooking doughs at home because they're so easy to make without even measuring anything. And you can add all sorts of things, oats, dried fruits, nuts, chocolate, white chocolate. Baking is something that my daughter enjoys helping with, so it can create some really good family time and delicious results, and it makes the house smell great.
From a food perspective, walk us through what happens when this pandemic is under control.
What do you miss about
restaurants?
What's the first restaurant or bar you'll visit? What will you order? Why?
The first restaurant I will go to after the pandemic, I imagine, would be Sea Bear, which is a restaurant here in Athens. I have a favorite order that I don't stray from too often. There's seared okra and tomatoes. There's lobster roll, which is just crazy good. Shrimp cocktail, which normally I would not be interested in, but for some reason there, it's just so delicious. They serve the shrimp on ice, and they have a delicious cocktail sauce that's really horseradishy, and then a lot of raw oysters, and they have a really great herby mignonette. There's always something shareable there. There's always someone at the table who wants the fried clam strips with their spicy dipping sauce. And I don't know if I've ever been there without that showing up on the table.
Is there any message you have for listeners right now?
Give back.
Give back.
Anything they should do to support their local hospitality industry workers?
Have to support.
Take care.
I think that restaurants have had to really reinvent themselves, both from a menu perspective as well as a staffing perspective. You know, our sous chef has become a dishwasher and a box breaker downer and an order putter awayer. We're all having to wear different hats. I'm having to do way more paperwork than usual, and I'm not really a numbers kind of person. I think that the community being understanding of all of the changes that we've had to go through in order to continue on has been really appreciated. We've had some really good interactions, you know, no contact interactions with our customers where we have felt sort of supported and cheered on by them. Athens has a virtual tip jar where you can send money to your favorite front of house workers, and that's been a really good support for some of our staff that's been furloughed. There's also the Giving Kitchen, which offers financial support to hospitality workers. My greatest concern right now are the undocumented restaurant workers. They don't have access to unemployment or any other financial relief. They're the backbone of many restaurants and eager to make themselves needed by working harder than just about anyone else on the team. So I think that I've seen a lot of communities offering support and fundraising for that part of our population. I think that's a really, really important nonprofit to consider, as if you can find one in your community that's helping undocumented workers stay afloat.
Finally, it's important to keep our spirits up at a time like this.
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
We'd love it if you'd share your favorite joke.
Tell us a cheesy joke.
Here's a joke.
A joke. Oh, gosh, I'm not good at telling jokes. I guess my favorite joke right now is one that my 7.5-year-old has been able to tell. Usually takes two people, so maybe you can interact with me while I tell this joke. Will you remember me in a second? Will you remember me in a minute? In an hour? In a day? Will you remember me in a week? In a month? Will you remember me in a year? Knock, knock. You don't know who I am? I thought you'd know me forever. I thought you said you remembered me always. Jeesh.
Mimi, I'm so glad to hear that you're keeping yourself and your family fit. Listeners, please do visit her restaurant's website at homemadeathens.com. There you can also mail order cheese straws, pepper jelly flavored pecans, and other tastes of the South. And Mimi will ship straight to your home. You can also find Mimi and her food on social media at Homemade Athens. I'll be checking in with different people a few times a week, so please stick around for more From Home.